stand by.
Hello and welcome to the Lackadaisical Libriculicularist. And now your host, Jordan Maywood.
Hello! Welcome to the Liberal Cube. I am Jordan Maywood, the Lackadaisical Liberal Cubicularist. Today is Thank Rod Friday. Fee Friday. Or as we say within the Liberal Cube, Fra Internet Day, in which we discuss things from the Fra Internet. I weed through the flotsam and jetsam of the interwebs and bring back shit that amused me for your listening pleasure. Today's sponsor is Leaping Larry's Lemming Parachute Pavilion. Once again, today's sponsor is Leaping Larry's Lemming Parachute Pavilion. Do you own a lemming farm? Are you basically throwing your profits, let's say, over the cliff? Well, come on in to Leaping Larry's Lemming Parachute Pavilion, and your lemming suicide problem will be solved. Our money-back guarantee covers everything from jumping to leaping to falling to anything involving where lemmings try to commit suicide through heights. Now, if they're really suicidal and shoot themselves, that is not covered, just so you know. Leaping Larry's Lemming Parachute Pavilion. Okay, let's jump into the Fry Internets. Much like a lemming would jump in to just about anything. The first item I want to talk about, I'm going to sort of combine two items into one here. We're going to start the show on a sad note. A horrendously, heart-wrenchingly sad news note. The podcast Comedy Bang Bang is going to be no more. I had heard sort of rumors about this happening. But then I watched an episode of Kevin Pollak's Chat Show, a podcast that is not being canceled, which is still very, very good, in which the host of Comedy Bang Bang, Mr. Scott Aukerman himself, was the special guest. Well, was the guest. I don't know. They don't really have special guests, just guests. And they spent a sort of surprisingly little time actually talking about Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, but did bring up the fact that there are only a few episodes left, and I guess he is moving on to... it's pretty much impossible that he's moving on to better things, because that was one of my favorite podcasts. So maybe he's moving on to bigger things, but there's no way he's moving on to better things. I wish, on one hand, I wish they had got more into sort of A, why he is no longer going to do it. They did a little bit. And B, what he is moving on to. But something that is nice, something that I enjoy about podcasts in general, is that because these people are going to sort of have a guest come on and talk to them for, you know, an hour, hour and a half, they quite often will not focus on sort of what your typical TV interview is, like what they're doing now and what jobs they have coming up. They'll kind of just talk about anything. They spent on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show probably... of the hour and change interview, probably 20 minutes, maybe even more. No, let's just say 20 minutes, talking about how Scott Aukerman used to work as So you work at Disneyland? Or was it Disney World? Ah, potato. Other potato. As a, what they call a character. So, like, Goofy or Mickey or, you know, the prince. Although, I don't think he was a prince. I think he said specifically he would usually end up playing Goofy just because he's tall and Goofy's tall, so they need a tall person to play him. So they really got very in-depth on that, which is it was actually, surprisingly, very interesting to hear the sort of a little behind-the-scenes Disney park action. So I highly recommend that podcast, listening to it. Although, one thing I noticed about the podcast, which was odd to me, I listened to Comedy Bang Bang, which, as I have said before and say again, is the, for me, the funniest podcast out there and has made me laugh uncontrollably more than any others. And then I saw this interview with Scott Aukerman and Kevin Pollak, and I hate to say it, there weren't that many laughs. So that was odd. Oddness. There were laughs, just not a... Maybe, you know what, maybe my expectations were too high. That's probably what it was. Scott Aukerman also talked about another podcast. I don't know if he still does it, or one that he did it, but he is friends with a guy who's a big fan of the band Phish. That's P-H, Phish, P-H, not F. And they had a podcast in which the guy tried to talk Scott into liking the band Phish, to ill effect from all sounds of it. And they would sort of amp it up in terms of this guy not understanding why Scott would not like Phish, and Scott being sort of adamantly against the liking of Phish. He talked about how he made an agreement that he would go to a Phish concert and do whatever drugs they made or they recommend he do, and apparently he did that and just got, like, totally fucked up. So that was a funny story, which I enjoyed. I said that I am going to combine two items on this Fra Internet Day. The second item, we'll move on from Kevin Pollak's chat show, to just an actual Comedy Bang Bang podcast. It was one I actually meant to talk about last Internet Day, but ran out of time. It's, let's see, the guest was Judd Apatow, and the, what I like to call the fake person, was Melissa Wampler. Womp it up. Womp up the jams. So Comedy Bang Bang, if you are just joining us, is a podcast in which Scott Aukerman, the host, will have a real life person, in this case, Judd Apatow. And then, because they have what he describes as a open door policy on the podcast, he'll have a fake person, someone pretending to be a person. Of course, the example I always use, because he's my favorite, is when they have the cake boss come in and just shoot his craziness out. So funny, just thinking about it. You know what I might do, and this is maybe the beauty of podcasts, is that even when this is canceled, those episodes are still out there on the interwebs. They're in the ether. You can't take those back now, much like this. So maybe I'll go back and listen to them from the beginning. Yeah? That's why if you are listening to this podcast and have never heard of Comedy Bang Bang, I very much envy you, because you can go, although don't do it right now, finish listening to this, you can go over there and listen to every single podcast and have, because there's like friggin' 5 years of them, have months of entertainment for yourself there. Okay, so the fake person was Melissa Wampler, who is a sort of fake intern girl who came in years ago, and instead of being an intern, just sort of, as she says, put the cans on and joined Scott on the air. And she's pretty hilarious. The one sort of shining ray of the show always for me is they play one game in particular called What Would You Do? Okay, that won't make sense to a lot of you, but it's funny for me. And you know what? Sometimes if it's funny for me, that's really what's important. It's basically people will tweet in to Scott Aukerman two usually ridiculous questions, like would you rather scenarios, and if there's just the two guests, the real person and the fake person will then ask questions about these scenarios in order to decide which one they would choose, all right? All sort of a very, very good example of improv. And actually, let's say, an amazing example of improv every time. I actually wrote down the one that they did on that episode, just to give you an example of the craziness. So, would you rather have smooth armpits but hairy leg pits? Or would you rather switch bodies with Lindsay Lohan from Freaky Friday? So those are your two options. Now, the sort of rookie mistake you do not want to make on the show, if you're ever on the show that's being canceled soon, is to say right off the bat which one you would choose. Never, ever do that. You will get torn a new one. So, you know what? I got a lot to talk about, so why don't I just leave that behind, that sadness. I'll try to throw in some more comedy bang-bang on my fra internet days before it ends. And maybe, as I said, we'll go back and revisit them, just because they're so awesome. Maybe I'll do a sort of listen to one a week thing from the beginning once it's canceled. Thoughts on that? Let me know your thoughts on that, and also just your thoughts on Comedy Bang Bang in general. If because you listened to this and then went over and listened to that, email me at the email address provided in the closing credits and let me know how much you laughed. If you could, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you died of laughter, and 1 being that you farted. Okay, so the next little item here is from the web series Jake and Amir. Jake and Amir are two crazy characters. They, this is another thing that I envy you if you have not seen these. I came across these guys a couple years ago. They've been on for longer than that, but I actually love them so much that I went back to like their very first episode. They have them all archived on their website. They have their own website, jakeandamir.com, but they're actually from the sort of comedy troupe, I guess you would call it, College Humor, or from the website collegehumor.com. If you ever look for funny shit on the internet, you will have heard of College Humor. I can guarantee it. So they're just two guys who work. It's kind of funny that, now that I think about it, sort of a Seinfeld-esque, that their little their skits, their shows, their web videos, web series is all about just them, but they are two guys who work at College Humor, so they sort of play themselves, I guess you would say. The episode I wanted to mention is a recent one they just did called Split Pea Soup, and I think it is, whenever I see a really funny one that I cannot stop laughing at, I'll always post it to my Facebook. This was one of those, so I hope you, the reason I do that is because I hope people go out and watch these. Specifically, I would say, just to get an idea of what the show is all about, and the crazy weirdness that goes on, watch this one, and then if you like that, let me tell you, the world is your oyster at that point, because you've got hundreds of other ones to watch, if you are so inclined. And I hope you are. Okay, so we're getting near work. Okay, let's fit another one in. All-Star Celebrity Bowling is back. Back in action. All-Star Celebrity Bowling is a creation of course, Fry Internet Day, so we will mention Mr. Chris Hardwick as per usual. We have not gone a Fry Internet Day without mentioning Chris Hardwick, because he is, sort of the king of the interwebs, let's say. Let's dub him that right now. He created this show in which nerdy celebrities sit down, well, probably not sit down so much as go bowling. That's it. It's a team. It's always two teams. Team Nerdist, which I think, Chris Hardwick has been in every episode, but then he'll have sort of rotating people who work for him or with him or what have yous, against nerdy, not always even nerdy people, but against other people. So they've had Team Nerdist versus Team Breaking Bad, for example, versus Team Walking Dead, versus Team Podcasters, so like fellow podcasters, versus Team, the last one of the last season was Doctor Who, so that was awesome. Actually, you know what? That's actually something interesting they have done. I think both Felicia Day on Geek and Sundry and Chris Hardwick on Nerdist have decided to do is that with their web series, they've broken them up into seasons, which is interesting. An interesting stratagem. So it's not just like a new video every single week, forever and ever. It's they'll sort of take a break for a couple of months, as actual, factual on TV shows do. So I wonder why they decided to go that route. Like, is it even just the fact that these people need a break from filming these things? I don't know. Curiosity. That is interesting that I say that is curious, because Team Nerdist bowled against Team Curiosity, as in the Curiosity Rover, as in the Curiosity Rover that is now sitting on the planet Mars, the three or four? I can't remember if it's three or four. Four. Four of the guys who were involved in friggin' sending the Curiosity Rover to the planet Mars from this planet, so the most, basically, one of the most amazing feats in human history, went to bowl against Team Nerdist. Crazy. Just craziness how he gets these people to come in. It's that sort of nerd family, just people who enjoy nerdy things getting together, and just gives me that warm, happy nerd glow inside. So we'll leave it there. That's a good place to leave it before going in and work. I was just thinking about the warm, happy nerd glow. Ooh, maybe that's the title of this episode. I do the titles as I edit them, so maybe that's the title for this one. Warm, happy nerd glow. Or wungl. So, warm, happy nerd glow, a.k.a. wung. See you in 8 hours. I'm a fool to do your dirty
working.
And we're back.
We are back. Back in action.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Hello again. How is that for a impression of the guy who says,
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch"?
I think it's pretty spot on. I'm gonna toot my own horn on that one. So that was an 8-hour workday behind us, and a Friday drive home ahead of us, and a long weekend when we get home. That reminds me, that weird noise I just made, to let out the old Friday drive home primal scream slash laugh thing. A tinge of insanity leakage. So, what you are going to want to do is turn your gramophone down. I assume, of course, you're listening to this on a gramophone. While I get that out of the way, because it has to be done. All right. So, whew, that feels good. And I knew that it would. I was aware that it would feel good. What is today? Fra Internet Day. I don't recall where we left off, really. It was a busy, busy day at work. Physically demanding today. Which is not always the case so much. It's always a little bit, but today more so than usual. So that physical demanding parts of my day have pushed out a lot of my smart word things said this morning with the talking parts. Let's have a boo then at the old note device thing. So Jake and Amir, All-Star Celebrity Bowling, yeah, I think that is where we left off, if I do recall. Which takes us to, yet another Big Think is the name of the program, the name of the web series, we'll say. It is a, you know what, I think every time I've had trouble sort of classifying it. And didn't we decide that we're just going to call everything, every video on the interwebs web series? Just to make it easy for me. I'm pretty sure we decided that, so let's stick with that. It may not technically be a web series, but that's what we're going to call it, so shove it. Shove it up your cornhole. I'm not sure what a cornhole is, so you're going to have to get on the interwebs and, this particular Big Think, It's one of those cases, again, where the title sort of caught my eye, and I had to watch it, just from the title. The title was, Are You a Psychopath? Of course I'm not. That's a ridiculous question. I think actually the full title was, Are You a Psychopath? Take the Test. And the test was interesting. Very, as Big Thinks everyone I've talked about, very sort of interesting and makes you think. And I like when things make me think. The test was, I didn't write it down, so this is just from my not always great memory, was, if there is a train on a track that is out of control, and it was going to, the train was out of control, and it was about to hit a person. Now, you could push a button. Okay, so I'm going to try to get this right here. The picture a train on a track that is out of control. You are in the, let's say, I don't know, engineering station, and hear that this train is out of control. The train will hit a person and kill them if you do not push a button, let's say. But if you do push this button, the train will explode, killing all, let's say, 10 passengers on board, okay? So, what would you do? You would not push the button, thereby causing the death of one person and saving the lives of 10, right?
Right.
That's what your sane person would say. Now, the sort of cool part that I thought is that also the psychopath would say that. What? You're thinking? Because they understand the simple math of the situation, that to save these 10, you have to sacrifice the one. They would understand that. They're not... That's not what being a psychopath means. They understand that math and would do that as well. This is what the guy pointed out. So, that was cool. Now, this is where it got even more interesting, is that... Now, say that... Okay, say that... I forget exactly how they described it. That instead of pushing that button to save that person, rather it was 10 people on the track, and in order to stop the train, you had to physically push a person off a bridge into the front of the train, killing them, and thereby saving the 10. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The guy said that a psychopath will say right off the bat that these scenarios are basically exactly the same, and he would push the person with no hesitation sort of whatsoever. Whereas a non-psychopath person will, I guess with sort of much cringing and debate and humming and hawing and have a real difficult time with this decision, would still eventually push the person, but may even not be able to if in that situation. So, that was interesting. That is the test, I guess, of psychopathicity. Again, probably not a word for that. Alright, so what do we got next? Okay, next is a new thing. I seem to quite often get bogged down. I'm not sure if that's the case, with talking about things here that I talk about every week. For example, Big Think. Now, I talk about different Big Thinks almost every week, but this is a total new, let's say, intellectual property. Let's say that. It is called Serious Jibber Jabber. So, right off the bat, that's a pretty awesome title. Super Amazing Balls, perhaps, you would say, if you're a weirdo. And it is from a Mr. Conan O'Brien. Huh. I am a huge, huge, huge Conan O'Brien fan. He is a super funny dude. He had his videos of his talk show, much like Jimmy Kimmel, available online. And I actually watched those before I even did the Jimmy Kimmel ones. And then, for some reason, they were not available in Canada, and I was super upset. And although we are, of course, lackadaisical in the liberal cube, I was pissed off. That's friggin' ridiculous. I hate it when shit like that happens. Recently, as in within the last couple of weeks, it looks like they are back. They are back. Back in action. So, I am happy. I'm, once again, a happy camper. I can fill my Jimmy Kimmel hole and fill now my Conan O'Brien hole with comedy goodness. And boy, howdy, is there a lot of it. They post a lot of videos on the YouTubes for free. Ha ha! The Scottish in me loves that. Now, Serious Jibber Jabber is unlike anything else you will find on Conan O'Brien's YouTube channel. It is, really, for all intents and purposes, a podcast. A video podcast. It is not like almost, I think, everything else on his YouTube channel, just sort of clips from his show. It is where he will take, one of his guests from the show, and then go to a room with a desk and a couple of chairs and a black background. Sort of your same setup as Kevin Pollak has. And they keep both Kevin Pollak and Conan O'Brien talk about this guy, Charlie Rose, who apparently, before my time, did this exact sort of interview setup where it was a desk, two chairs, and a black background and talked with people. I'm not quite sure who Charlie Rose is. I've never heard of him other than people saying that their sets looked like his, and that he did this same long-form interview kind of style. So I'm curious about that. Maybe I should look into that. Oh, so many things to look into, though. I can never look into them all. We need to get that sort of thing on the go where I will have a sort of a microchip in my brain where, because I do not really know who Charlie Rose is, I could say to the chip of my brain through my thoughts, hey, chip brain thing, who's Charlie Rose? And then the chip of my brain will access the interwebs and will tell me that. I'm sad to say, probably will not happen in my lifetime, which is upsetting. I think the closest we might get is the potential I see in the Google glasses. If you're aware of those, it's basically picture your iPhone or smartphone device, but sort of hooked up, wired in to your glasses, so that the images appear on the screen of your glasses. Pretty friggin' awesome shit brewing. That, I'm gonna go as a guess from things I have been gathering on interwebs and reading in Wired and what have you, that within the next 5 years, those will be available. How long before the chips in our brains? They've done it. They've done it in I think lab rats. I think I read an article about it. And the technology is so very close. It's just sort of getting human trials, I think, takes a long time. Anyways, that was a tangent, wasn't it? But we like a tangent. I'm a big tangent fan. You know what? Never mind. I didn't want to do a tangent to my tangent there. What were we talking about? Serious Jibber Jabber. So Conan will take, one of his guests from the show and take him to this room and do a long-form interview. The first one I watched here was with Mr. Judd Apatow, who we're kind of funny because we mentioned him this morning. And they sat down and just basically shot the shit for an hour and change. And it wasn't, with Conan, you might go in expecting 100% comedy 100% of the time. But no, it wasn't that. It was two dudes sitting talking about their craft, which I thoroughly enjoy. Their craft being comedy. And life and just whatever kind of came to them. Which is, to me, the sort of epitome of a awesome podcast. That sort of, anything goes, we're here, let's talk about what we want to talk about. There's no one telling us, oh, you got to cut that part out. Maybe you could mention the movie a bit. Blah, 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 don't say this, don't say that. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. Which is what I'm doing here. If I want to talk about Google Glasses, I will, and did. If I want to talk about how I would like to, say, get an ostrich and then graft on the arms of a gorilla and see what happens, you know what? I'll bring that up. Because I do what I want. This is podcast land, people. We do what I want. Whatever the hell flies in the face of everything. Yes. It is, as Adam Carolla says, a pirate ship. Love it, love it. Feeling the love, throwing the love, what have you. Let's move on. Just to say, I hope Conan does more of these serious jibber jabbers with people, because it was very, very good stuff. Next is, I wouldn't feel right if I didn't get in at least one Nerdist podcast talk. I should say it that way just because I will listen to every single one that he does, but I don't bring every single one back here. This one, I felt like it, though, so I'm going to do what I want, and you can't stop me. Was with Mr. Ron Perlman, and co-host Matt Myra was there, who I am a huge Matt Myra fan. Two of my favorite people, Matt Myra, Chris Hardwick, interviewing Ron Perlman, who turned out to be, I'd never really heard any interviews with him before, turned out to be a real, real cool dude. Had a lot of funny shit to say. Seems like he sort of fits in with that sort of nerdy, it's nice to be nice to the nice vibe that I want to sort of bring into my life and throw into my ear holes, if you will. My sort of life philosophy of searching out and exposing yourself to nice people, shits and giggles, things to make life more appealing. You feel me? Oh, yeah, feel me. So I really appreciated that. They started off by talking about, and this is just for me the kind of shit I like when they talk about, because it's funny to picture in my brain, that Chris and Ron and various other people used to go to this karaoke bar, and it was sort of a regular weekly thing, and at one point it was a slow night, and Ron Perlman and Seth MacFarlane, who you may know as the creator of Family Guy and many, many other funny things, and a funny, funny dude in his own right. They had what they described as a Frank Sinatra karaoke battle. So, picturing that happen, and Chris Hardwick there in the audience, and who knows who else, just sitting there watching Ron Perlman and Seth MacFarlane have a Frank Sinatra karaoke battle, amuses me to no end. Since we are so close to home, I was going to say, yeah, okay, let's get in one more, and I'll do it quick. Mr. Adam Carolla, on his podcast, one of the many that I listened to during the week, interviewed Mr. Mike Tyson. Did we talk about Mike Tyson on TV Tuesday, I think? He was on Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, we did. I guess it's kind of funny. We talked about Judd Apatow twice, Mike Tyson twice now. I think it's because when people are plugging shit, they sort of do the rounds, as I like to call them. Do the rounds of things that I listen to, it seems. So Mike Tyson, very, very cool interview. I will say again, as I did Tuesday, is a fucking weird dude, man. Weird, but seems to have turned from crazy avoid weird to I want to hang out with that dude weird. Two totally different weirds. And something that came up, which is so very enticing, is that it sounds like Mike Tyson is going to have his own podcast on the Adam Carolla Podcast Network. What? So that's a good place to end this podcast with exciting news that has nothing to do with me, other than the fact that we will, I can guarantee it, listen to that and bring it back here. So, folks, it is nice to be nice to the nice.
Thank you for listening. This has been another edition of the Lackadaisical Libra-Cubical Wrist. We here in the Libro Cube would love to hear from you. If for any reason you would like to contact us, you can do so via the email address, maywood.jordan@gmail.com. And now I have a theory.
I've got a theory that it's a demon, a dancing demon. No, something isn't right there.
I've got a theory.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met.
Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
Live long and prosper.